He came walking through the thunderstorm, and you could tell he was a wizard, partly because of the long cloak and carven staff, but mainly because the raindrops were stopping several feet from his head and steaming. It was good thunderstorm country, up here in the Ramtop Mountains, a country of jagged peaks, dense forests, and little river valleys so deep the daylight had no sooner reached the bottom than it was time to leave again. Ragged wisps of cloud clung to the lesser peaks below the mountain trail along which the wizard slithered and slid. A few slot-eyed goats watched him with mild interest. It doesn't take a lot to interest goats. Sometimes he would stop and throw his heavy staff into the air. It always came down pointing the same way, and the wizard would sigh, pick it up, and continue his squelchy progress. The storm walked around the hills on legs of lightning, shouting and grumbling. The wizard disappeared around the bend in the track, and the goats went back to their damp grazing. Until something else caused them to look up. They stiffened, their eyes widening, their nostrils flaring. This was strange, because there was nothing on the path. But the goats still watched it pass by until it was out of sight.